this is how you are perceived in society. And if you say, yes, this is the truth, then immediately you are actually enclosing yourself in something that can be experienced as a prison. It doesn't have to be, because all of us are existing in some context or another. It's just the way things are. We cannot be free in the sense of irresponsible, because that is also not good karma. How can we be free within our existing contexts? Well, this requires some thought, it requires some understanding, and meditation helps us to achieve those things. If I think of myself as a soul, and if somebody says to me, oh, you are a female, you are white, you are Western, and if I say, well, that's my context, but it doesn't mean that I cannot understand what it's like to be male. It doesn't mean that I cannot understand what it is to be of a different race. You know, if there is that inner freedom, it's very possible for me to identify with people who are very different from myself because of connecting with that one thing we have in common, which is the spiritual essence or the soul. And you'll be surprised how much people have in common, and which is temporarily closed off from one another due to these limitations. And so part of the freedom that we want to experience in a world which is a value-based society is one in which people are very easily able to understand one another. If we look at each other through these filters of the external appearances, then we remain in prison, we keep others in prison, and we look at others as different, and we treat others differently. So how can I be free from some of the very subtle consequences of that sort of prison? There is another kind of inner jail that takes place, and this is the jail of what we call our own nature. Now you may say, well, human nature is what it is and it can't be changed. Everyone has their own nature and that's just the way they are. But in spirituality, we would question this. And we would say, is this really my nature? Is this really the freedom to be who I really am? Or is it not rather something that has been taken on over the years? And we would say that yes, it is something that's been taken on, and which, if we choose to, we have the option to let it go. You know, every time we experience something that makes us afraid, we become limited by that fear. Every time we are subjected to some form of intimidation in order to control us for one reason or another, we come into that prison, and we come into it with the thought that we don't have any choice. But once we start to experience the realities of the inner being, the soul, we realize that actually we do have a choice. What happens in meditation? When you go inside and you experience what it really means to be you, you see that there's a difference between how you are when you're free and how you are when you are under the influence of all of these messages, these circumstances that have created this very subtle limitation or prison that you live in. And you feel, when you see this difference, that you do have to make the choice. It's not just only that you have a choice, you find that if you don't choose to be free, it means that you are choosing to be in bondage. It means that we are actually choosing to experience the suffering that happens when a person is in that bondage. Now, how can we choose that? If we're really real with ourselves, and if we do make that choice, immediately something inside is going to say, wait a minute, what kind of a choice was that? How can you do that? And then we reassess, we reevaluate. Maybe we might encounter another person who has made themselves internally free, and you don't change anything external. You still live with the same people, you still do the same work, you still carry out your duties, but your heart is free because you know who you are, and you are not intimidated by those things that, according to circumstances, are somehow calculated to take away our freedom. To be free, for some people, feels very scary, partly because we're not used to being free, partly because there is this idea that if you are free, you will not be responsible. But again, we have to question that and realize that, no, we are responsible. This is a natural, innate quality. We have a natural sense of propriety and right action. And if we are really, truly free, it's very unlikely that we will act in a wrong way. If a person is acting in a wrong way, we would not consider that that comes from freedom. We would consider that that comes from being under another influence, and very often it is a reaction to an oppressive influence that will cause a person to declare his or her freedom by being irresponsible and reactive. But we would never say that that is true freedom. So you see, even these words that we use so glibly and so meaninglessly are going to change as we start using them with a sense of their meaning. See, suppose if you would meditate on the concept, the idea, the feeling of freedom. In the beginning of your meditation, you wouldn't really know what you're doing or what you're supposed to be doing. But stay with it. Turn deep within and think about what freedom really means to you. And you will find that the thoughts emerge in your mind which clearly indicate to you the areas where you feel the pressure of one or another bondage. How often has a person said to themselves, if only these people would change, then I would be free, or I would change, or I would be able to function in a good way. But we make it very conditional because we're so used to dealing or not dealing with things that are trying to curtail our freedom, and we have developed this way of resisting and reacting and then assuming that the problem is that which we feel uncomfortable about. But if you think about it more deeply, say, okay, what is it really like to be free? What would it look like in my life if I were really free? The one sign that is a good indicator of freedom is that no matter what happens, no matter what anybody says, you are not affected by it. This is a very good barometer. If somebody says something to us and we take it as an insult, that is the sign that we are not free. If someone says something to us that isn't true or whatever, if I'm in touch with my real self, and if I am totally free, then what they say will not make any difference either to me or anyone else. This is the sign of my freedom. Now, how nice it would be if we could all feel like that, you know? And so this is the reason why we practice meditating, looking at it, examining it, and understanding exactly where am I not free. If I come under someone's influence, if someone can get me to do something which I consider wrong, and if I say, well, I did it because so-and-so told me to, that is not free, you see. So if I come under somebody else's influence, it means I have given away my freedom. If somebody wants me to do something wrong, what I consider to be wrong, I have the choice to say, no, I will not do this. But why don't we do that? Well, very often it's because we are afraid that they might get angry, you see. So again, in freedom, as in all of the other values, in order to exercise that value and assert that value in one's own life, always there are steps of courage that have to be taken. And you know, there is a saying that if you take a step of courage, then you will be helped with 1,000 steps. But it's that first step of courage, which is the expression of that freedom, that takes so much energy, and in fact so much courage. But how do we develop that courage? Part of it is to go inside and see, okay, these are my two choices. Either I stay under this person's influence and I do something wrong, which will not go on their account of negative karma, it will go on mine. You know, is that what I want to do? And if I say, oh, well, it was this other one's fault, it will be said to me, no, it wasn't. You had the chance to say no, and you didn't, you see. So part of it means taking responsibility and realizing that I cannot make the excuse and say, well, this other person wanted me to do it, and so I did it. That doesn't make it right. That doesn't make it all right. It doesn't mean that I am excused from having to pay the consequences of it. So part of the maturity of possessing one's freedom is that we are very conscious of the fact that whatever I do, I will pay the consequences of it. And if I can raise the flag of my freedom within and say no, if someone wants me to do something that I do not consider honorable, regardless of the consequences of that person's reaction, what I will get is the consequences of my pure action. And those consequences are that I will become so free that nobody will be able to even think about trying to get me to do something that is against my principles. This is a great power. So freedom is not just a value, it actually takes the form of a power. And that is an attitude of leadership and an attitude of inspiration. Because if you think about it deeply, everyone values freedom. And if you come across a person who is internally free like this, you just feel so good around that person. You can trust that person. Because someone who is free never needs to do anything that wouldn't be right. It would be in opposition to that state of freedom. Because anytime we do something which is against the essential qualities of the soul, it puts us in bondage, bondage of negative karma. So freedom and pure action go together absolutely. So what's in the way? Mostly fear. And you know how when someone wants to try and influence you, that attempt is usually connected with some or another form of very subtle or not so subtle intimidation. And so then we have to think about it. What is my relationship with intimidation? How long am I going to be subject to and susceptible to even these very subtle kinds of intimidation? Well, the first thing I have to do is to say to myself that if someone wants to pressure me into doing something, that's called intimidation. And then I have a choice. Will I go along with that or not? Now, sometimes the intimidation is very severe and someone may be holding a gun at you and say, if you don't do this, I'm going to shoot you. But that's a rare situation. Most of the time, people are intimidated by the possibility that somebody will get angry with them. We get afraid of anger. And this circumstance or atmosphere of violence is a way that people get controlled. And so a very important thing for me to do in order to win my inner freedom is to not be afraid of or intimidated by any kind of violence. That means I have to have the quality of tolerance. I have to be able to tolerate somebody shouting at me and, you know, giving me abuse or whatever because I don't do what they want. It's better to have that than to go against one's own conscience. It's better to have that than to take the consequences of doing something wrong. And it's better to have that and keep my freedom than to throw my freedom away, which is so delicate, so hard won. You know, why would I do that to myself? So you see, in order to create a value-based society, it has to begin very deep inside the individual. And of course, it's a courageous thing to do. But at the same time, as with anything, we take little steps to begin with. And as we become comfortable with those little steps, as we begin to experience the consequences of asserting our freedom in little ways, we become more comfortable to assert it in other ways as well. And then we find that actually, once we establish it in the minds of other people, that freedom is an important quality for us, and that we demonstrate that we are very responsible in being able to use that freedom, then it is given to us. Nobody wants to take it away, but we have to simply make that first step of courage, establish that yes, I have a right to my freedom, I'm capable of using it responsibly, and not just responsibly, but with my freedom, I can be inventive, I can do all kinds of things, I can function in a leadership role if necessary, and be very responsible in that. Other people value that. Other people love that freedom, and other people will say, we want what you have. What are you doing to gain your freedom? And then all we have to do is just point to how we lead our own life, how we work internally with meditation to develop a good valuing of these values within ourselves, and how we enjoy that beautiful peace of mind and inner strength that comes with that. Then we can become examples that are an inspiration for others. Om Shanti.